Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Stephen Little's here. Stephen's a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's an expert on the subject of business growth, as we've talked about many times on this show. He's led many companies to have exceptional growth in his career. He's the author of a couple of outstanding books. Well, actually, probably more than two, but two that I have with me right now, The Seven Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth, and his new one is called Duck and Recover. It's all about the embattled business owner like you and me, and he's our good friend Stephen Little. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. Stephen, one of the things that I know you've been working on lately that I'm glad you wanted to talk about today is how to do a better job of finding and hiring and keeping good people. As I've said many times, a thousand times probably in the last 15 and a half years, one of the two areas that small business owners are really need a lot of help with, they're just not good at it, is, besides marketing, is HR. What do you think?
Exactly. In fact, of my seven rules, the reason I'm working on this right now is I want to write a book for Wiley, my publisher, that's called, there's really only one rule that matters, and that is the finding, training, and retaining of the best and brightest. You're right to say we're not good at it, and I'm just as guilty. You know, in my years of having run three companies over 15 years, yep, it's never the top of my list, and yet, you know, everyone says the same hollow comment, Jim. They all say our people are our greatest asset. But I don't always see action that kind of proves that out.
If we spend as much time clucking over acquiring that asset as we do product lines and inventory, we'd be good, wouldn't we?
That's right. Or something as simple as I used to say that we spend more time evaluating a copy machine than we do a human being.
It's the truth. It is the truth. It's the sad truth.
Yeah, and so that's why I'm a big believer in you. I say to group any group that'll listen to me is I can't train for brain, I can't make someone be smart, but I can test for the best. Right. And so I'm a big believer in upfront what's called cognitive testing to find out if a person in front of me has the IQ, the mental capacity, mm-hmm, brain matter to do the job that's being asked of them,
and to shift if you need them to.
That's it. Is to be able to, can they grow with me, right? Mm-hmm. And so if I'm planning to grow, can this person grow with me? And it works two directions also, Jim. Somebody who has a superior intelligence, let's say they have the IQ to be a college professor, then that person is probably not going to last long as a third shift machine operator.
Right.
and that's just the way of the world. And by the same token, I'm not looking for a PhD to necessarily do all jobs. But if I have a receptionist job open and I've got some equal candidates, perhaps the person who also could grow with me is going to get the nod. It's, mm-hmm, not to say, and here's what we'll end it on this, Jim, on cognitive testing. You don't have to be tall to be in the NBA, but it helps a lot.
Yeah.
and there are some exceptions, you know, in the rules.
What cognitive testing do you recommend?
Jim, I anything that helps me know that this person has intelligence. And so, right, you know, when it comes to brand names, look, I have my own preference. Wunderlich is the one I use. That's what they, mm-hmm, use at the combines when they check the kids out for the NFL. But,
right.
And I'm a believer in that one. But there are lots of others. It's only because I'm used to that product.
So now, folks, this is different from personality profile testing, isn't it?
That's exactly right.
Yeah, that's what we need to point out. This is not to say that this replaces those others. This is just another level of testing that you want people to take.
I want people to know about their cognitive.
Are these tests expensive?
It's according to how you buy them, Jim. If you buy them on a one-off, they can be. Yeah. But if you buy them as a package where you know you're going to use 50 a year, then...
Well, most small business owners are not going to use 50 a year.
that, well, you know, some will, some won't, right? And some of your listeners, I'm sure,
but if they, if somebody has a world class one that's expensive, then somebody else has made one that's good enough for a small business owner that's not as expensive.
Well, and that's especially true of the psychological testing.
Yeah,
and so there are some that slice and dice it, and it's more about the reporting.
I'll take anything. I mean, I'll take any testing a small business owner will do at this stage because most of them are doing nothing.
I'm not doing anything. Right, exactly. Jim, I used to do one that before any of this stuff existed. I had machine operators that I needed to, for a sewing operation. Wonderful women, primarily women, you know, 99% of the time. Some of them couldn't read and write, Jim, and they admit it right up front. Hard for them to take a test like this. But if I asked them, if I said, listen, Susan, it takes a half a yard of apron, or half a yard of material to make an apron. If I gave you 2.5 yards, how many aprons could you get?
Yeah,
the ones that could do it just like looking at me like it was a dumb question,
right?
You know, as opposed to the ones that said I'm not good with numbers,
right?
You know, I need you to be that good with numbers. So so there's lots of ways to test people to make sure they've got the gray matter you need to do a good job.
One of the two things that I hire for are intelligence and attitude.
Yeah, I call it pleasantness. So we're on the same page with that. Yeah,
I mean, experience is great. But if it doesn't come with those other two things, then I'd rather have those two as experience. What do you think?
No doubt. You give me a smart, pleasant person that's willing to learn, I can do anything with that person.
Yeah.
And so, yes, if somebody comes to me with just the perfect
Not only pleasant, but curious, wants to engage the world, tolerant, you know, somebody who's fairly tolerant, especially of us old guys, right?
Well, that it would help us, wouldn't it?
That helps, doesn't it?
Yeah. But by the same token, the person that has the perfect resume, but they come in, you find out that they aren't the attitude that you're looking for, and for whatever reason, they petered out, right? They literally have gotten to the top of the heap, but they can't go any further because their intelligence won't let them. You don't want to make that mistake.
Of course, you're hiring for the job, so it, you know, kind of depends on the job you're hiring for. But still, you need to know that, the folks. That's the point. And also personality. I'll tell you, I've been doing quite a bit of reporting over the years on personality, and there's some personality testing out there. My friends Pearson Jane Howard at Syntax have a good one. And, buddy, it'll nail you. It'll tell you, Steve, if you take it, they'll tell you whether you'll be good at riding a bike or not, and they'll be right. So,
I believe it.
Those folks, take Steven's advice when you hire someone. Do some kind of testing to make sure that you can determine that this is the right person for you. We come back. We're going to talk about performance reviews. You're excited about that, aren't you? 20 after, right back with Stephen Little. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.